We're here at the 20th Annual Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Sandestin. And with me is Ken Barton with the Florida Peanut Growers. And Ken, this is a big milestone for this particular event, particularly because it combines different states together. So tell us how you feel about the 20th anniversary event.
Well, you know, the 20th year milestone, it's a great accomplishment because I can remember back when this thing started, things were different in the industry. All the segments weren't getting along quite so well, and I can remember some saying, well, that group and that alliance will never last. Well, here we are 20 years later, and we're thriving. We are successful. We're healthy. It's a great group, a great coalition between the four states.
Well, and as you said, like in 20 years, quite a bit has changed in the industry, and your theme this year is opportunities and change. Tell me about that.
Well, this industry is ever changing, from whether it's on the research side, the production side, the political side. It's ever changing, and you have to be on top of that change, or you're going to get left behind.
Well, and we've got another farm bill. Once again, it's farm bill time again. We have a Florida congressman that's going to speak to us. What are the peanut growers' concerns about this farm bill coming up?
You know, this farm bill, I can remember in previous farm bills when status quo was not a win. But we're pretty much maintaining what we had in the previous bill, and we see that as a win simply because of the environment in Washington, the lack of funding to implement new programs. So we're good. We feel good about this farm bill. Naturally, there's more things we want, but the money's not there to do it.
What about the trade issues that are going on right now? How would they impact the peanut industry?
That's a good question. I think that's really fluid right now. We really don't know what the impact's going to be. It will certainly impact the peanut industry. But personally, I'm taking a very optimistic approach to this, that we've got a president and an administration that are doing things somewhat differently. And I have to think, in the end, this is going to be good for all of agriculture. There may be some difficult times getting there, but I think in the end, it's the right thing to do.
Well, and how does the crop look this year for Florida peanut producers?
The crop looks good. We've got we really have a mixed bag as far as the age of the crop. We've got some early planted peanuts. We've got some as late as I've seen in a long time. But the crop is progressing well. Even the later crop, planted crop, is progressing well. So we just hope we have the season to produce that crop and the peanuts.
Well, always good to see you here, Ken, and we're ready for another Southern Peanut Growers Conference back in Florida again.
Yep, here we are. Welcome the folks to Florida, and we're looking forward to a great conference. Got some good information, and we hope that the growers find it educational and fun as well.
All right, from the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.